If I may be so bold, my dear Frederick, you should look up.
Ah, I see. You want to show our young visitor my beautiful residence, the castle of Montbéliard.
Quite right, my prince. It dates back to almost 1,000 years ago, to a time when Montbéliard was not yet the main town in the region.
Yes, the big city back then was Mondeur, which was used as a garrison for local Roman legions, among other things.
And then, in around 1000, the name Montbéliard appeared for the first time. The town was then called Montbéliardais.
But let's get back to my castle, shall we?
Yes, yeah, sorry, I got distracted. First, let's look at the towers high above us. On the left is Frederick Tower.
That's me.
Yes, it's also called the Red Tower because it's built with a special stone, pink sandstone from the Vosges.
And the other tower on the right is called Henriette Tower, after my great-great-grandmother.
That's right, but Henriette never saw this tower because she died a long time before it was built. To be honest, Henriette never really lived in this castle.
That's true, but people still remember her here, because during Advent, every Christmas time, they celebrate Auntie Eri.
Frederick, I don't see what Auntie Eri, Montbéliard's fairy godmother, who existed well before Father Christmas, has got to do with Henriette.
What? Everyone around here knows the story. The legend goes that after she died, Henriette, who was known for her kindness and generosity, was reincarnated as a friendly fairy, our famous Auntie Eri. And the names Henriette and Eri sound quite similar, don't you think?